Don Day of Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming is here now to check in on the weather forecast. Hey, Don, thanks so much for being here. A little gray, kind of gloomy here today. How about in your part of the world?
Not bad. It's been a busy weather pattern in the sense that there continues to be quite a bit of Pacific moisture and energy moving into the northwest and north central United States, causing mountain snow activity, but not much on the plains is really the weather, at least here in the short term. Fairly quiet with no major system moving across the middle part of the country. Now, that's going to change next week. As we get into February, I think we're going to see a shift in the weather pattern that, at least in the long term, Todd, is going to mean colder, more wintry weather for a large part of the country starting next week. But up until then, and this is including the weekend, there's really not a lot going on.
Oftentimes, there is a division when we talk about a large part of the country between either the northwest and the southeast, or the north and the south are the dividing lines as to where it'll be cold and a little bit warmer.
Well, I think what we're going to see is a more widespread cold that's going to be centered a little bit more to the west. But that being said, I think there's a large part from the Pacific Northwest to the Rockies, through the Northern Plains states into the Northern Great Lakes, and perhaps the Northwest and Western edge of the Corn Belt. Those are the areas that we see a transition to colder weather next week and the week after that. I think the first half of February is going to see a pattern that's going to be colder, maybe as cold as it's been for some areas of the North Central United States that we've seen this winter.
Anything for my part of the world that we need to be concerned about it, or is it just in that 30s and gray?
Well, what ends up happening is the coldest air, when it's to your northwest and you're in that transition zone between the coldest air and the warmer, more moist air to the south, you tend to be in a trouble area, meaning you're going to put yourself in a position where a lot of the Corn Belt is going to have rain and snow chances in this pattern change. And I think that's going to go right through the heart of the Corn Belt, Kansas, Missouri, Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio. The next 10 to 15 days, precipitation chances are looking good, and some of that is going to be frozen. So you'll want to take advantage of this relatively quiet weather here for the next 5 to 7 days.
Any flood risk coming along with it, because we have saturated soils and generally high river levels?
I would say that will come later. I would say, at least with what we see coming, I don't see that, because I think it'll be cold enough that it'll be a lot of it's going to be in the frozen variety.
Some quick thoughts from you on the South American crops.
Well, as we take a look at their weather down there and in terms of what we're seeing over the next couple of weeks, looks like many areas of Brazil, many areas of Argentina, going to do pretty good. In fact, we see above average precipitation over the next week for most of the key growing areas of Argentina, especially the central and the north. Brazil as well is looking at good amounts of precipitation. Temperatures are going to be a little bit cooler than average as well. So that's one part of the southern hemisphere, South America, that hasn't had extreme dryness like other parts of the southern hemisphere has had.
Hey, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Todd.
That's Don Day. He's with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming.